Well, thank the good Lord, summer is just around the corner, and that's why you should check out our friends at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is throwing a $25 extravaganza just for the Regular Joe Show's listeners when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. The MyPillow slide sandals are stylish and comfortable with their 3-tier cushioning system that reduces stress on your feet and joints while being durable enough to last through the summer. These sandals are usually $99, but if you use code Regular Joe, they're on sale for just $25. You can also get one of their 100% cotton and machine washable beach towels for just $25. These beach towels come in a wide variety of colors and designs and would go great with your new slides at the beach, pool, or anywhere you go this summer. So go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe right now and get your slides and towels before the summer arrives. You can get the best deal on all the MyPillow products by using promo code Regular Joe when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. Welcome back. Joe Gigante, Regular Joe here, wrapping up this Freedom Friday where we have a tradition, our very own homegrown game show. It is called the Headline Roundup. That is where each and every week, Mrs. Regular Joe, executive producer of the Headline Roundup, scavenges all over the interwebs looking for headlines that you might think would be easy to tell. Are they real or fake news? But in fact, in this age of gaslighting as an art form, has become that much more difficult. So we decided, well, who should we get? And we thought we need a big brain, like the kind you find with a doctor. So with us today, Dr. Dan Koster, Physicians for Freedom's president and a practicing medical doctor, who will take the challenge to tell us, is it real or is it fake news? Now, he only gets a headline, and he has to lock his answer. And once he's locked his answer in, we give a little more flesh to the bone. That's a medical term. Where we tell him a little more about the story, at which point you might hear an audible groan when he realizes he didn't get it right. Or then again, maybe a cheer because he did. The final word comes from the 45th president of the United States of America and soon to be 47th president, Donald J. Trump, who will tell us, is it real or is it fake news? Now, this is not your first time on the air with us, Dr. Koster, but this is your first Headline Roundup. Now, be honest, I know, busy man, doctor, have you ever heard the Headline Roundup before?
I think I just heard of you yesterday.
we just met in the hallway. It's just, who is this guy? So now we've got an event coming up, the latest in a series of health freedom forums that you guys, the Physicians for Freedom, are hosting. It's next Wednesday, the 8th, from 7 to 10 in the evening, Stadium View Events Hall. We have it all up at regjoshow.com. Where there'll be a presentation of facts and evidence about the experimental mRNA jab, panel discussion with doctors and patients harmed by the jab, audience Q&A. There is a ticket price. It is $20 per person if you're not a member, but if you use special code Joe, you get it half off, and that includes free appetizers and a drink ticket for a soft drink or a, I call them a soda or a soda pop, whichever you want. So big deal going on. You were here with us a few days ago. People got mad at me. They said, you didn't let him address the jab. And I said, that's got to go next week. That's the whole point of the forum. But here I go. Address the jab.
Yeah, I've got the hard job. Dr. Scott Weslow is going to be looking at the mechanism for how the jab causes problems. And he's got a degree, not just medical doctor, but immunology. He's going to make it understandable so that when people leave after the event Wednesday, they will have a clear understanding of how this jab causes problems. And that's the easy job. He can do that in about an hour. My job is to try to set that up, give a summary of all the other controversies related to the jab. So there's legal, there's political, there's censorship, there's scientific, there's the informed consent. There's a lot of problems that the average person, non-expert, non-medical person, ought to be looking at this and saying, I got a problem with this. There's a problem here. And if you're in healthcare, if you're advising people to take the jab, if you're an employer saying you better take the jab or you're going to be fired, you at least ought to understand that there's a controversy. There's at least an issue. And if we don't come together and address that issue, we're never going to restore trust between doctors and doctors and between doctors and patients. So I'm going to try to set the stage for the, broadly speaking, all the different areas that indicate there's a problem here. But the real meat of it is going to be understanding how it works. And so that's what we want to accomplish. So I don't know. Maybe that's a tease.
Well, no, but I think it's a good tease. Now, real quick, you weren't here the other day. We heard from the CEO of Pfizer. I think he sounds like the Count from Sesame Street. But I want you to hear what he said the other day, particularly with that voice, that kind of accent. Hearing this just put a chill up my spine. Go ahead, roll that.
Moving ahead, for us, it's just continue executing in the five things that we are going to make the difference this year. Seagen acquisition and oncology, it is what it is, our new COVID. So we did what we did with COVID. We are very proud. We saved the world. But it is behind us now. We want to do once more. And I think oncology is our best chance to do it.
Reminds me of Alec Baldwin from Malice. He plays the doctor and he goes, do I think I'm God? And he goes, I am God when I'm in that surgery. Here's Albert. His name's Albert Bourla.
Yeah.
He was happy to save the world. And now they're going to save the world with the same mRNA technology to treat cancer. As a doctor, your reaction?
Well, I know the mRNA technology was developed originally to try to fight cancer. And I think it does have more of a basis to maybe go after cancer cells and take them out than it might to be a vaccine. It had never been used in humans as a vaccine before the COVID, and it had been tested in some animals, never with good results. It never had good results. So you got a guy who's, part of that grand revolving door between pharmaceutical leadership and government programs and oversight. It's a corrupt system. And he's out claiming to have saved the world. If the problem is there are still enough people out there willing to believe that, where, you know, he may have a chance. And I don't know. I think we ought to, maybe he should be behind bars instead of trying to run a company.
Under COVID, they minted 8 new billionaires just related to COVID, big pharma sales, the jab and so forth. Maybe he wants to beat it. Like, maybe he thinks with cancer they can mint 10 new billionaires. But the good news is there's answers to be had next Wednesday at the Freedom Forum, the Health Freedom Forum, taking place. Doors open at 6. Just go from 7 to 10. Check it out. Go to RegJoeShow.com. You can click the link. You have to have a ticket. If you're a member, it's free. If you're a non-member, you're welcome. $20 unless you use promo code Joe. Then you get it for half price. So now, are you ready to headline round it up?
As ready as I ever will be, yes.
All right, your first headline, and it's not should you choose to accept it, you have to.
Yeah.
Axe body spray used to tame wild beasts.
Wild beast.
And I just say, hunt, right?
I do not.
No. Okay, I thought you did. So I don't know. Have you ever used Axe body spray?
No, I don't think I've used the spray.
For any purpose whatsoever. Yeah. Yes, this is your headline. Axe body spray used to tame wild beasts.
I think that's got to be true.
You think it's true? No, why does it have to be true, though?
Well, because it's so easy to try. I mean, who hasn't gone camping and they've got a little axe in their DOP kit and they see a squirrel and they spray it? I mean, come on. We've all
right.
done that.
Well, according to what he's locked in, is a true story.
Yeah.
According to one newspaper, reported on this discovery, profiling retired police officer Sammy Bryce, a female officer, Sammy Bryce, who got into being a shepherd after years of shepherding criminals into other pens. They're pretty creative, this writer.
She's identifying as a shepherd?
She's shepherding now. Oh. After one of her more aggressive rams started, I'm reading this verbatim, ramming another ram, she asked the Facebook group Ladies Who Lamb what she could do to make this ram less aggressive. The answer came with lynx, not the wildcat, but the Axe body spray.
Yeah.
Lynx, specifically a scent called Africa, presumably because it smells just like the band Toto. And that's that's what they wrote in the article.
They wrote that?
Yes. And that's the most highly recommended of the many scents that they say will calm down rams. Now, with all of that, do you want you can't change it, but would you, if you'd known that, would you have still said true?
Oh, absolutely.
So you're going with true.
I'm a scientist.
Well, this is true. Well, and it proves in the pudding there.
That's a true story, right?
Dr. Dan.
That's such a true story.
So there's what the truth is. He goes, what's the true story thing? Now you know. All right.
Am I done? Is that it?
No, no. We have a whole, we got a stack, man. All right. So by the way, it's true or fake news. Those are the, I forgot to, we have an honorary category, not true yet, but that's not, you can't give that as an official answer.
All right.
Hollywood Complaint Center to eliminate inaccuracies in military and war movies.
Hollywood Complaint Center.
And that's capitalized like it's an organization.
Okay.
Hollywood Complaint Center to eliminate inaccuracies in military and war movies.
I'm going to guess fake news.
You're going with fake news.
I'm it's like a double cross. They've been taking heat for for sugarcoating it.
It's like super secret probation.
Yeah, double secret, right? Yeah. That's I'm going to say fake news.
That's right. It was double secret information. Yeah. All right. Dateline Hollywood, a new call center funded by multiple Hollywood production companies, is starting to realize just how much veterans who have never deployed care about the details of military movies. The new complaint center's call handling software nearly crashed after being flooded with thousands of calls from those outraged by the inaccuracies. Quote, I never realized that so many veterans were able to detail the exact way Navy SEALs conduct close-quarter combat, according to one source. You would be shocked how many Air Force innkeepers do know, said Jack Sanderson, call center director. Now, you went with fake news.
No, I think I said that was true. Check the tape.
He said, basically, he said fake news.
Oh, okay.
Go with the gut, my friend.
News is fake.
It is, in fact, fake news. You're 2-0, man. Coming out strong out of the gate. The scientific mind is rolling. I know it does sound real, though, doesn't it? I mean, they do get them inaccurate. My kids get mad when I believe, you know, willing suspension of disbelief in films. But sometimes it's so egregious. You're like, okay, that just would never happen.
Yeah, plus that shows that Hollywood responds to public opinion.
Which they don't. So
well,
that's,
yeah,
so. Yeah. All right, New York Mets fan removed from stadium because people kept throwing hot dogs at him.
Okay, I have to. Point of order,
yes,
Chairman?
Yes, sir.
If I'm directly involved in the story, do I have to recuse myself?
No, not at all. That's so you're a Mets fan, is what you're saying?
I think I bought a Mets cap for the game. I'm going to say, oh, that's got to be true.
You're going with true. All right.
Yeah. So, wait.
What?
Was it a home game? was it in New York?
Yes, it looks like it
Oh,
was.
Yeah, definitely true.
All right, I think so, because I read these quotes. So.
Yeah.
All right, a New York Mets fan had to be removed from his seat at the team's stadium after other Major League Baseball fans started throwing dollar hot dogs at him. The deluge of low-priced dogs started happening in the ninth inning of the New York City baseball team's game against the Chicago Cubs on what is known as Hot Dog Night. Multiple videos shared online show the man who wore a hot dog hat and a T-shirt carrying his tally of hot dogs and beer consumed at the game. He reportedly managed to eat nine of the meaty snacks and drink 10 beers before the situation escalated and security showed up. You said true story.
Definitely true.
The fact is,
that's a true story, right?
Dr. Dan.
I don't know.
That's such a true story.
I like a good hot dog, but nine hot dogs?
Yeah. He's halfway to Babe Ruth.
I don't understand why they would throw him out, though. They're throwing the hot dogs at him. Why is he the guy getting
I think he was ready to leave. If he was able to, you know, keep some of those they threw at him.
10 beers, nine hot dogs. They wheelbarrowed him out of there. All right. A follow-up, a different one. Rally sauce. Now, this, I'll give you the headline. You'll give your answer when we get back. Rally sausage. Twin batters find success by touching it in the dugout. That's the headline.
This is a
family-friendly show. It is a family-friendly show. Hey, Mrs. Regular Joe Pixies, we'll find out what Dr. Dan thinks. Rally sausage, twin batters find success by touching it in the dugout. Where did she get these headlines? All right, we'll find out what he has to say in the final segment when we get back.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.